All right, Sunday morning, 10/24/21. The Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called Partaking of My Sufferings, which is kind of on the heels of what I brought about the apostolic ministry. The Lord says here, you're partaking of my sufferings. This is 1 Peter 4:3. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked. That's not the right one. 1 Peter 4:3. Maybe it's, I was doing it. It could be. Yeah. Wait a minute. I got to get in the right book. Yeah, but rejoice. Or here, let's just read 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory should be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. For if you are reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. All right, you're suffering in your flesh because you follow me. You didn't ask for this, but it comes with the territory. Like it or not. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. This is your cross. This is what I have asked of you. All right, Matthew 16. Had a victory today. We actually got two. The second program was actually the right one. All right, 16:24. Well, I'll find it here in a minute. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is it profit? What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So that's what Jesus did. He gave up his life. All right. Luke 9:23 also talks about that. And he said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. All right. If you give it up, you'll save it. If you don't, you'll lose it. I looked in the Strong's what cross is. Cross means to subdue. Subdue. What is subduing? It's subduing you and your flesh. The part of you that wants to go the wrong way. Isn't that what we're dealing with? The flesh and the spirit here? Paul was warned about trouble ahead, but he submitted to my will and plunged ahead. This is Acts chapter 20. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying and weight of the Jews. How I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. And none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So what am I saying by all of this? I'm saying, quit acting like you're sick and trying to get it off of you and reading healing scriptures and going through all this rigmarole. Just tracing your tail. Recognize it for what it is and let the grace of God help you walk through it. Rest. Okay? Because this is what we are called to. This is the cross that He has chosen. And maybe when everything's, the devil's no longer here, that type of thing won't matter anymore. But until that time, we're going to have opposition. It just goes with the territory. And we're having to learn, that's what we're learning here, is I'm learning to endure that hardness as a good first-class soldier. And when it's not pleasant. And there's days that you don't think you can put one foot in front of the other. That's when you have to kick in the grace. But I'm telling you, the better attitude that you can have and the more that you can relax and be at peace in it, the better off you will be.